When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the podcast that is shaking up the history world. History's gone on for a long time and it needed to happen. I think the historical, you know, podcasting industry is?
What's that?
Old Boys Club. It's sewn up. It's sewn up. And you know who's sitting on top of it? Top of the pile?
Dan Snow.
Dan Snow. And you know what we're doing? Pulling the ladder a wee bit. We'll hold the ladder for you, Dan, no worries.
And then we're dicking around a little wee bit. Yeah, I like it. Is it a step ladder or like a big ladder?
It's a bit really big ladder. It's in fact, it's a ladder on a ladder. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
We had a window cleaner once at my ma's house who fell off his ladder.
That's
from like the top window and like took the huff of my ma and never came back to like work on the house, even though he just didn't stop his window cleaner after his injuries healed. And I remember as a child being like, but it's not my ma's fault that he fell off a ladder. It's definitely his fault.
Maybe it was she had shaken the ladder.
Yeah, I think I might have been
giving him shit, telling him to go up and do like some metal window right up the top and nobody even knows about, you know. Skylight.
Skylight?
Was it a wee skylight?
Oh yeah. I know what a skylight is, but when you said skylight, I had no idea what a skylight is. I remember seeing
that's not one, to be fair.
I remember seeing a skylight for the first time.
Yeah.
And being blown away by it.
I remember when we got one put in my mama's house. I lived in that room. I believe living in that room...
I need a skylight, mother.
I believe living in that room stunted my growth as an adult.
Because you're
constantly
so
standing like that. And also pulling myself just into a fucking tent. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Why do you think it stunted your growth?
Because I was standing like that all the time.
Oh, did it? It had...
Wasn't,
it,
yeah.
But I imagine not everyone in your house had their own room, so that was the trade-off, no?
At that point, people would have had their own room, yeah.
Because when Kevin McAllister gets sent up to the attic in Home Alone, just have that as your room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Our house wasn't like the Home Alone house.
Right.
Do you ever wonder what his dad did? I see that in memes sometimes.
What do you mean, like his job? Because his house is massive.
What was he doing to
find out? You know what he was doing? Having sex. A lot, because he had so many kids.
Yeah, but also probably dealing drugs because, or being a lawyer for drug dealers because... He had that house on what is apparently a single income, squad of kids, and finances a whole trip away to fucking Paris or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, you catch dealers out in weather like that today. This is where you'll look at a row of houses and there'll be one with no snow on the roof.
Yeah.
Because nice. They've got all those heat lamps in there. Do you know what?
Who are you?
This is where you catch the dealers out, see if there's no snow on that roof, he's dealing drugs.
Where there's no ice, there's ice.
You look like a guy at the minute who gives like tips on cat races. Do you know what I mean? The tipster.
Meow.
I know a fast pussy when I see one. I hate that word. I hate that word so much.
I think part of the reason we hate...
Reminds me of all the times I've been hungry.
I think we hate the word pussy in this country because people say... Pussy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It sounds like puss.
Do you know what's a disgusting? There's one of the Kardashians and something because Khloe was acting at one time and I was sick. No, my Khloe was saying one of these things where, but she was acting on a Kardashians going like and said the phrase something like, you know,
so you
like,
guys role play?
No, she was telling me this happened.
You being Kanye?
She showed me the clip.
You being Kanye, brother?
Oh, here, you know it, West. Not like West Belfast.
No.
All right, anyway. And it's just me. Me being Kanye, it's just me standing there in a St. Mary's GA top, nothing else.
Same political opinions.
And they're not opinions. And he
oh, shit.
Oh, it's all gone off. Camera hates it.
What have we lost him, Fosty? Just keep it in. People will like this chaos.
Camera says
hey,
no.
Hey, you know who didn't like that banter? God.
Yeah, yeah.
God did not like it. Yeesh.
So Khloe goes, one of the Kardashians said that, just was talking about different parts of herself and said something like, my face, my hands, my puss. And I'm like, oh, that phrase.
Yeah.
So I can't cope with it.
Look at this, guys. You're getting this live. This is staying in. This is Fosty repairing the camera as we go.
We're back on. We're
looking all good. Karen, denounce your
how epic opinions. Would it have been if I'd got changed in that time? I denounce Kanye West and all his empty promises.
Okay. It's time for a great episode. This episode is all about Finn McCool.
Interesting.
Hopefully. Now, Finn McCool is, we got to say going in, this is probably going to be more myth than story.
Probably.
But as stories go, it's a belter.
Right.
It's brilliant. Now, let's first
Big unit.
What?
Big unit.
Finn McCool? Yeah, he was giant.
I wonder when they say, right, go ahead. Okay.
What?
I wonder, like, you know, he's called a giant, but was he just a big dude? Like, was if he was a real man, because of the time that it's from, people might have said he was a giant, but...
That's probably the story.
He was 6'5", and, like, a shithouse door, you know?
He was a 6'5", he's 6'5", but if we're sort of getting into the story, he's 20 foot, right? If it's myth, it may as well be all out myth.
Right.
Right? But first of all, what I want to say is this is going to center around the story of Finn McCool. I think first pops up in a book of poems called The Fenian Cycle, which sounds like a precursor to the Giro d'Italia. Now, in that...
have to cycle up a white rock. The Fenian Cycle. That's unbelievable.
So it's a selection of stories, and some of the stories that apparently were passed on about Finn McCool were written by his son, Oisin.
Right.
Right? Oisin McCool. You know Oisin McCool. So...
We had a PE teacher called Miss McCool in our school.
Did you?
Yep.
And how tall was you?
She was actually quite short. She'd have been shorter than me.
Right.
Similar build.
Right.
It was funny. She had like a no nonsense approach to school.
She was a PE teacher.
Yeah, I know, which is nonsense by its very nature. But she
ain't getting the high off her own supply.
You would say she was a disciplinarian, but very nice.
Right.
But she used to have this phrase, which I still say now. Because it means everything and nothing all at the same time. What is happening in here?
I know, these guys are can I say, also, something's off because Dan was late today. Not late, but Dan was like...
He was later than me, Shane. See if we're, about 8 seconds.
See if we're doing an episode at 9:30 in the morning, Dan would normally be here at 5. But weirdly, me and Fosty were working down the cafe near to get our hot drink treats, and Dan drove past us.
And did I.
So I don't know what's going on. You're getting that, you know, certain religions, machinery's fallen. What's going on, but everybody needs to settle.
Our camera's moved. She used to say, do your best and your best can do no more. Which means both everything and absolutely nothing. Do your best. And your best could do no more. That's the way she would have said it.
We used to
her voice was higher than that.
A manager of football who said, lads, the only thing I want is 110%. And there was one guy, every training session, used to always be at my ear when he said that and go, not possible. Right. Finn McCool. A huge figure in Irish mythology. And is Irish mythology some of the best mythology? We love it, don't we?
It's good, like. I like some of it. Give me the Celtic circle. Give me Cúchulainn. You know, I like Cúchulainn.
Well, we can do an episode on him because I know a lot about him.
Yeah, Setanta, as he was known.
Good channel.
Enjoy it. If you want to watch fucking Scottish cup games,
do I not? Right. So
yeah. Sorry.
So we're talking about Irish mythology here, and the story of Finn McCool. We're going to look at like the story that revolves around the Giant's Causeway, but there's loads of myths and stories around him, one of which is that he was a real man that existed, that served all different kings. in Ireland, like a kind of gun for hire kind of guy. And he also, like, he was an illegitimate son. He pops up in loads of different stories, but we're going to focus on the story of him and Bella Donner, who...
played for AC Milan, didn't he, in the late 90s?
Wee guy, Captain Argentina, remember him? Did coke. In your head, I want you to picture Bella Donna, who I'm going to bring up, as having the face of Diego Maradona. And also, is it Bella Donna or Bella Donner? It doesn't matter.
Every time he walks in somewhere, someone goes, Santa Bella Donna. No. Statue of a family. Santa woman.
Here's Bella Donna. We love that song, don't we? No more pain in the sorrow. Here's Bella Donna. So, So
I think it might be Bella Donna, not Bella.
Bella Donna? Bella Donna or Bella Donna?
I mean, Bella Donna.
Bella Donna.
Or Ben on Donna.
As in...
No, Ben on Donna's porn.
As in kebabs?
Yeah. So, he was... So, Finn McCool's this Irish giant. He's the number one premier giant of Ireland. Right? He's the main guy. He's the Dan Snow of Irish giants, right? He's top of the pile, top of the list. There he is, right? Now,
it's great.
I think what I really love about
that, fat as I was.
About that picture is, first of all, he's ripped, right? He looks like me. And secondly, I love those trousers.
Yeah,
I think they're beautiful.
That's like something you'd get in Fresh Garbage today.
Yeah.
He's basically dressed from Fresh Garbage.
Yeah, he is. Now, he's carrying one of the basalt columns. We'll talk a little bit about the Giants Causeway in a second, but I'm painting the picture for Finn McCool as this, like, feared Irish giant, right? Everyone knows about him. In Ireland, Finn McCool's, like, the main man. He's the giant. Also, not a fan of... See all the, like, Celtic design stuff?
I like that.
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. Visually, there's just something I don't like about it. It
has no beginning, no end. I like that about it.
Like your PE teacher's... phrases. But what do we think? Do we think he looks like a SMH here?
What's SMH?
A sexy McCartney. He's also got a brooch on. Never fear a man who's got a brooch. He's got a little purse there as well. CSV purse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got coupons in there and all. He's got computers for schools.
Are you going to tell the one story I know about him is the one about the salmon. Are you telling that story?
The salmon of knowledge?
Yeah.
Of course
which,
I am.
Which, all right, okay.
So let me do it.
I have my theory on that, if you want it.
Of course you do.
I think it's
do.
More to do with a tuna that he got on his thumb, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, we'll get to that.
There's knowledge.
We'll get to that. You can actually see the salmon of knowledge, I'm pretty sure, in some of that design, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So Finn McCool's this sexy Irish giant. He's very sexy there, isn't he, actually?
He does look like McCocknell, to be fair.
Yeah. One of the best voices in the game.
Does he...
And holds up.
Have clean pits?
He looks like he does there, but that's not how I picture him.
I reckon a big unit at this time would have smelt like... There's no anti-P going around these days. Like,
no.
HSB, historical sweaty bastard.
So we'll focus on the story of him and Bella Donna, right? Which is that... Finn McCool is the biggest giant in Ireland.
Maradona is the most skillful footballer in Argentina.
When two worlds collide. He's just faced England in the World Cup. Get ready for his biggest challenge yet. Across the Irish Sea.
Why is the story being told by a U105 advert guy?
He's Ireland's number one giant. Johnny Hero gets to the bottom. That's a UTV ad guy trailering a show that's going to happen. I don't want people being like, that's not a good Johnny Hero impression. I'm not trying to do a Johnny Hero impression.
I could do it. just get on like Frank Mitchell, smack it up. That's all you have to do. Oh, we're getting some questions in the day from wee Reggie.
It's so niche, but so good. And we've said this before. Everyone who texts in U105 is from where? Rosetta. It's one street in Belfast. Everyone's from there.
That's amazing.
Anyway. So Bella Donna is the counterpart of Finn McCool, but in Scotland.
Right.
I think at the narrowest, Ireland and Scotland separated by about 14 miles, right? And the story goes that back then... Finn McCool had, sorry, Ben O'Donnell is the Scottish giant. He's feared in Scotland. Everyone's like, you're the best giant and all this. He's like, I'm the ruler, kind of. The legend is if Finn McCool had built a bridge of basalt columns like we see in the Giant's Causeway, and we'll set up the scene of Giant's Causeway a bit more after I set this up, but he had built this bridge going from Ireland to Scotland, and all this so far is all about like how feared he's this giant, he's scary, he's a monster of a man. Apparently he built that so he didn't get his feet wet when he was going across to Scotland. Takes a little bit of the hardness off him, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm not allowed to get wet.
Yeah, but I have a theory, which is that it probably wasn't the water, it's probably the sand.
The sand?
Yeah.
Well, because like he fall into
the sand, just like when he gets the other side, he has all sandy feet.
That's the worst.
That ruins going to the beach for me. Do you know what I do? Pro tip. Can I tell you a real dad trip tip that I do? I keep a carton of milk filled up with water in my boot at all times, and then if you're getting in my car after going to the beach, sit in the seat but dangle your feet out, pour water over it, dry them, back in.
You could just do that with a bottle of water. You don't need it to be a milk carton.
It has to be milk. Now, Dan, you're a keen surfer, and you're sort of shaking your head at me. Do you have a theory that's better or a?
It's just unnecessary.
Why?
Just knock most of the sand off, put your socks and shoes on, away you go.
Oh. Then you have sandy socks.
Sandy feet inside the sock, I don't like.
Can we please, just on this podcast, start calling Dan sandy feet?
I like that. I remember one time Kev, I was on the beach for Kev, and he filled a pair of my good Vans with wet sand.
Right.
And I was like,
bad etiquette. Dry sand, hilarious. Wet sand.
Wet sand, mate.
Wait, how long? What age would you have been?
20.
Dick move.
Yeah.
From normally a guy with great etiquette.
Kev's normally a good pass yourself sort of guy.
Yeah.
But he went too far out there. His shoes were ruined. Because like even when I cleaned them out and stuck them through the wash, you weren't. Once the feet of your heat heats them up, stank of shit.
Right. Nothing to do with this story. But so yeah, there was a bridge that went across, basically.
Sorry, what's that on his other hip?
That's a wee
sword.
It looks like a gingerbread man.
It does. It looks like he has a wee mat.
Do you think he was the first guy to do that? Because they just had biscuits and he goes, now we're having gingerbread, man.
Yeah.
And they went, that won't taste nice, you know. No one likes that. And he goes, I say we're having them. You know what I mean?
Everybody goes, all right, Finn.
Yeah. Before that, they were
don't
just
make
called.
Me angry.
You know what those biscuits were called before that? Just bread, man. Brunette bread, man. And then he said, nah, the game's changing, right? So he used to go over with his gingerbread man and his cash for schools vouchers, computers for schools vouchers, and go across to Scotland, right? So he hears about this Scottish giant on the other side called Ben O'Donnell or whatever the fuck, Dan, I don't care. People, and I think people are getting in his head.
Right.
Being like, you're tall,
he's
mate.
He's all fed, you know.
He's bigger than you.
He's slobbering about you. He says he fingered your mouth.
Yeah, all this stuff, right? So curiosity gets it better.
Since you have a wee dick and all.
Wouldn't it be funny if he was like 20 foot tall and just had a wee pinner? It's WP. Historic wee piece. So Finn McCool takes his gingerbread man, his wee piece, and his cash for schools vouchers, and he goes across over to Scotland. And what the plan is, I don't know. You pay peanuts, you get monkeys. So what happens is he goes across and he's looking for Ben O'Donnell, right?
Yeah.
He's going, what's happening here? And he's dandering around Scotland. And still, like, modern-day Scotland, like Stranraer, Troon, all those places where you would get to first, nothing there.
Well, there's nothing there now, look.
There's nothing there now. Me and Tony, friend of the tea with me.
Yeah.
He's never been in one of these recordings.
Friend of the show.
We got the car over, the ferry over to buy a car in Stranraer in Scotland.
Right.
And I thought while we're there, we'll go for lunch. Nothing there.
I know. Do you know what's shit about it? I literally, whenever I went, I went and did, there's no need for me to point at you. When I went to Glasgow last year to do shows around St. Patrick's Day, all I could think of on the other side was someone should build a McDonald's between the boat and, like, is it like Ur or Motherwell or something?
Yep.
One of those towns. Cause like
you're right.
You'd make a
There's a Starbucks if you're coming from Glasgow to the boat.
Mm.
But you're right, there should be more.
See if you build a McDonald's or cleaning up.
Printing money.
Yeah.
Printing money. You should do it.
Do you know you actually need quite a lot of money to start a McDonald's?
Because I've
been to it. You need £1 million. Which is ludicrous. You would make it back in like the first year if you built it there.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. A McDonald's?
You're not making $1 million.
In a year? I bet. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. £250,000 a month, no problem. No problem.
But not like, say when I got the ferry over, there's about 20 of us on. During peak times, maybe it's going to be busy.
Mate, that ferry's busy all the time. And here.
Can people comment below?
Do you know what's on that ferry? Screaming children every time. I was about to say every time I'm on it, which is weird. But like, screaming.
When you put your trousers on the fire.
Screaming children.
Yeah.
So you know what they want whenever they get over the other side of that there.
Yeah.
Made quiet. That's what they want. They want making quiet. And how do you make kids quiet?
Happy couples. Right. So Finn goes over there on his wee bridge, keep his feet dry. Gets over there with the driest feet you've ever seen.
I do feel like we're skipping over quite a lot of the building of the Giants Causeway. Like what he just... I mean, do you ever see how long it takes a normal man to fucking put in a new shower?
But this isn't a normal man. This is Finn McCool, the mythical Irish
giant.
I want
to know where he got the basalt columns from.
Look, some nerds would go, was it not like 60 million years ago? Like, was it not volcanic?
I know, an outcrop of some sort of
volcanic
glacial
spillage.
Movement or
Yeah,
some
you
shit.
Go, no.
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 It was a Gengar called
like 3rd century
ago.
Or something? Whoa. This is.
Sorry.
Whoa.
We also, have we missed out... the Isle of Man bit, or is that later?
That's later.
Okay.
That's actually at the very end. Cheers, Dan. Fucking ruined it. He always does this. So Finn goes
fucking
over.
Fucking sandy feet.
And he's... Finn's roaming around Scotland. He's thinking, I'd love a McDonald's here, but there's nothing.
Yeah.
And he's about to go home. You can't see this guy, Ben O'Donner, everyone's been filling his head about, you know. Oh, he's bigger than you and all. Finn's like, not possible. I'll go over here, you know, if I need to throw hands.
I've got a gingerbread man, he'll bait his bollocks in.
As he's about to leave, he notices something on the horizon. He walks over to it. And what it looks like is just like a big, massive pile of leaves. Like autumnal, dark brown leaves. Like a mountain of leaves. But it isn't. It's a beard, and attached to that beard is Ben O'Donner, who's sleeping, and he is way bigger than Finn McCool. He is the biggest giant Finn McCool you could ever comprehend, much bigger than Finn McCool. Finn McCool's about to run home and get out of there, but before he does something so petty and sly, he cuts off Ben O'Donner's beard. Which is a bit like he's going, I'm going to smack him. And all he does is like ruffle his hair.
I'm going to fight this cunt. Guy falls asleep first at the house party. He shaves his eyebrow.
100%.
Yeah, he's an eyebrow stealer.
He may as well have filled his vans with wet sand.
Great song by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Fill your vans with wet sand?
Just wet sand.
So I think Ben O'Donner, when he wakes up and sees no one there, is going to be raging for two reasons. His beard's gone. And a lot of guys who present company accepted who grow beards are doing it to either hide a lot of chin or a distinct lack of a chin.
Yeah.
Right? So he probably woke up. He was like, oh, he's done. And then he caught himself in the mirror and he looked weird. Right? So.
You definitely do look weird when you first shave a beard off.
Yeah. I would not know that.
You look like a thumb.
Right, so he goes. So he look. He woke up.
Well, I do.
He woke up looking like a big thumb.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying to him, "Oh, look at what's up with you and all." And he goes,
your
"Who
thumb,
did that?
You thumby bastard!
You big thumb looking bastard!" Nobody would have said that, right? But he goes, "Who was it? Who did that?" And they go, "A giant ran over from Ireland We saw him. He went back across the causeway.
He had a gingerbread man on him.
Yeah, and all these vouchers for school. He's telling us he can get us a load of laptops for our kids, right? So Ben O'Donner, HRG.
Imagine he's just over flogging Lenovo.
He's getting a lot of Hewlett Packard put into the Falkirk area. The original Apple Macs, the Macintosh.
That's really good.
So so Ben O'Donner, he goes, you fucking what? You fucking what? Right, ripping, right? Fucking. Right, pissed off. He sprints back across the causeway. Here we go. Finn McCool, you know when you've done something and you as a kid and you go into your house and you just have to tell your ma, your dad, you're like, oh, I think I might be in trouble.
Yeah, right?
He gets ahead of it and he says to his wife, and she's a giant too, but she's not even as big as Finn McCool, but she is a giant. Right?
I did it when I gave off to an adult. Well, can I tell a story real quick? So
yeah, real quick.
So used to play,
because I don't have a lot of Finn McCool facts, so the longer the better.
used to play football out in the street, right?
Yes.
And one time. So there was a at the end of our street. So a hill runs down. Sorry, our street runs this way, down this way. There's another road, right? So our ramp, which was our net, is here, and then there's a road runs down the back of it, right?
Right.
On the other side of that street, there's a house facing this way. Right. So that house, the front door of that house, is essentially facing the back of our net.
Right.
And they used to park a car sometimes facing down that hill. And so sometimes their car would get, and I do mean this, lightly hit with a football, right?
Yep.
But the old bastard that owned it.
Is his pensioner you're talking about?
He wouldn't have been a pensioner. He had kids our age, but he was an older dad for sure. But look, his car was getting hit so far enough, but he was a bitch about it, right?
So sorry, just to set up, this guy has the nerve to want to park his car outside his house.
But he cracked up. Listen, he had a driveway that he didn't use, so fuck him, right, anyway. So he cracked up one day about our ball going over towards his house, and he walked around some of the houses complaining. And my ma said, right, well, you're not going to be part of that. And I wasn't allowed to play football out in the street for a wee while, which is basically like going, where's your social life, yeah. Karen? Because that was
can I say out of order from Matt Bartlett?
It was. It was, right? Now, this went on for maybe literally a couple of months, right? Maybe 2 months.
That's why you didn't make a pro.
You're telling me, right? So I went out anyway. And I was playing football then. And my dad would have taken me to Falls Park some days, or would have gone and played.
What percentage of the way through the story?
50, right? And
make it 30.
And so, there were only 30 through.
No, give it 30 left because the
right,
light okay. Of
Vespasian. Right, so then we'll go. I eventually am allowed back out on the street because I'm going to say my mum, here, listen, the only thing we do in our fucking street is play football, so you're going to have to let me out on the fucking street.
You didn't say it like that.
I didn't say
it. You didn't say it.
Mummy!
You're Finn McCool. You're Finn McCool. I'm going to go over and smack him. I don't see him. Cut his beard off. Right, so Mama, please.
I shaved my ma's eyebrows and went, you're letting me back in that street. So went back into the street. And my first day out, and I was specifically playing shooting into our other net this day, he came out and started mouthing at us. Mm-hmm. So I'm facing away from his house. Comes out and he goes, you're the worst one. Says, do you know what he said? That I personally broke the catalytic converter on his car. That's what he said.
You don't have that power in your shop.
And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck he just said.
Roberto Carlos?
I'm like, I'm sure I didn't, right? Yeah. And I know that I went, like, I guess I went, I haven't played football in the street for 2 months, so you can just go away, right? I know I said that.
Savage.
Right? I know I said it because I wanted to say piss off, but I didn't. I just went, go away. Yeah. And I gave off and then I ran in the house going, Mommy, I shouted at him.
Right.
Right.
Because you wanted to get in front of that because you knew that would be
I had to get out in
deep.
Front of it because I knew he was going to come over. And then I specifically remember Ma Bartlett going, basically, she definitely said the phrase, he's an old woman.
Right.
See his son. His son used to get called Princess.
Okay.
Because he was a whoosh.
Okay. Thanks for that. Now, Finn McCool gets back, a bit like you going into Matt Bartlett. Finn McCool goes back to his wife, and we find out pretty quickly here
he's married.
She's the brains of the operation.
Right, okay.
I'd say she's a giant too, but she's not his height, right? So he runs into the house and he goes, "Oh, I've done something stupid." Right? He knows what he's done. He's got this big beard in his hand. He goes,
"Oh, he took it with him."
Oh, yeah. Nada. He goes, "I don't know if he took it with him, but I think he did."
Right?
He
big goes, pile of leaves.
He goes, "Oh, I didn't mean to do it, no." Right? She goes, "Well, listen, you're going to have to face some music. Rap on the door."
Oh, I was good like that.
That's Ben O'Donnell.
Holy shit.
Finn McCool's like, "Oh my God, he's going to kill me, my wife. He's going to take over Ireland. Be the, you know, I'm not going to have this hold as the big giant anymore." Yeah. Finn McCool's wife very quickly comes up with a plan. Right? Here she is.
I'll suck him off real quick.
And she says, "I don't think that's necessary." HSJ, historical sock job. BG, between giants. Right, so she says, "I've got a plan."
Historical sock job is unbelievable.
Now, she at this point was making pancakes, right? And Finn McCool likes his big pancakes. She's got a skillet going. She's got a big pancake going. But what
you
she
know,
does
when you're
is
making them at home yourself, you need to commit to losing the first one.
Right.
First
right.
pancake never turns out properly.
I think that's Rod Stewart, isn't it?
First pancake?
The first pancake never turned out. Oh no, first got the deepest.
Right.
So she's got a skillet going. She fires a load more flour in, a load more milk in, makes this pancake the size of a parasol. Another knock at the door. She goes, "Finn, jump in that cot." Right? There's a big cot. Big makeshift cot. She'll get in there, puts a blanket
big
over
him. Big makeshift cot.
Puts a blanket over him. She goes, "Yeah, come in now." She opens the door. Ben O'Donnell's there.
I see where this is going.
Double the size of Finn McCool. Oh, Jesus. Does she panic? Absolutely not. HSW, historical strong woman. Ben O'Donnell says, "Right, where's Finn McCool?" She goes, "He's out hunting at the minute, but he'd be here soon." She goes, "Come on, I'm making do you want a pancake?" And he goes, "He's a fucking big guy." He goes, "I'll take a pancake while I wait, like." Right?
Imagine somebody comes around to kick your content and your missus goes, "I'm making homemade pancakes."
Yeah. But this starting to throw Ben O'Donnell off. He's here for a fight, right?
Tell you what, I'm calorie counting right now. See pancakes, this pancake chat, go ahead.
It's bad for you?
Yeah.
These weren't nice pancakes, they're all stinking and all.
Bet you they were class.
They're lovely.
Bet you she had maple syrup and all.
Oh, of course you did.
You got a bacon.
So he's sitting there all uncomfortable, and then he goes, "What the fuck's that in the cot?" She goes, "Oh, that's our son. That's Finn McCool's son." Ben O'Donnell's a giant. Finn McCool's a little bit smaller, but not that much smaller. Ben O'Donnell thinks, "Fucking hell, if that's the size of the son, what size is the dad who's out hunting and probably coming back soon?" She goes, "Do you want a pancake?" He goes, "Yeah." She goes, "These pancakes are for my son when he wakes up." He's looking at the biggest pancake he's ever seen, being like, "This boy's going to be a giant too." So he freaks out. He goes, "Oh yeah, I'll take a pancake." She gives him the pancake, but keeps the skillet underneath it. He takes a bite of this pancake, burns a gob of himself, So he's freaking out. This happens to him. He knows Finn McCool's coming home. He can't hack it. He gets out of there. He says, "Thanks for your hospitality. I'm away here." And he runs back to Scotland as fast as he possibly can because he doesn't want to fight the da of this already giant. And as he's running back, he destroys the bridge behind him. It destroys the causeway as he goes. Now, here's a move that we would do because you and me are absolutely not fighters. But we would definitely...
I'm a lover.
We're lovers. How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? Finn McCool does a thing where, like, it's the complete equivalent of you think someone's going to beat you up and then they walk away and you say to your mates, "Thank God I never smacked him," and you wouldn't have. As he's running away...
"Thank God I didn't have to murder that cunt."
Exactly. Yeah. Finn McCool takes a big rock and throws it at the retreating Ben O'Donnell. And that rock, Sandy Feet, is?
Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man.
Yes.
Here's a question.
Is the Isle of Man then, did that leave Loch Ness?
Loch Ness, yeah. But look at the map and look at where the Isle of Man is and where like, it's not a great shot.
That's because he didn't throw it really at him. He didn't really want to hit him.
Rathlin actually might not be a bad shout for that.
I don't know. Any of those little Scottish islands would be better. Yeah. Like,
do you ever see, what do you call that one? The It's named after a woman. What do you call that?
Patricia?
You see it on the way to Scotland on, like, on the boat.
It's, oh.
What? Isla. The Isla.
Isla Skye?
No, like the Ailsa Craig. It's like a big, it looks like a big Paris bun comes up out of the, well, sometimes you see what you want to see.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes. You know, on your way over, and it's like just like a big fucking lump.
Yep.
Could be that, like a big ditty.
It could, yeah. I mean, it could be any of those could be the rock that Finn McCool threw.
Yes.
But yeah, Ben O'Donnell sure, basically.
I reckon Shetland's just a wee skimmer that he did one time. You know?
He's just practicing.
Oh, did you ever skim one?
I'm quite a good skimmer.
I'm shit at it, but I've done it a couple of times and it's great.
I'm not a brilliant stone thrower. I'm all right.
Do you know who's brilliant at it?
But I'm a good skimmer. Kev. Okay, I could see him.
Kev, the two of them can really fuck him, you know, like throw stones for. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to meet up and go skimming sometime.
I know. I'm 37 sitting here going, my brothers can throw stones. Yeah.
My brother Kevin can do bigger skimmers than your brother. So that is allegedly what the Giants Causeway is. It's the bit of causeway that was left.
I like that though. Basically, the moral of this story is size matters. Look.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the other moral of this is get your wife to sort it out. if you get yourself in a situation you can't get out of, go to your wife and go, help, and she will get you out of it.
Chloe, I've done it again.
Chloe, get that batter out of the cupboard there. Someone's coming in to beat my fucking. You just sitting with a big baby's bonnet on. Big lolly.
Nobody's even coming around. I'm just dressed that way. I'm one of those guys. Oh, I'll have to stick a snappy on. Shane's coming around to beat my bollocks and make him pancakes. Make a really big one. Can I ask though, see on the map?
Yes.
What are the other Irish myths that are in there? I see a leprechaun, I see St. Patrick.
King Arthur, Pendra. Oh, that's not Ireland.
What's the bottom one? On Ireland, the something beast?
The Leinster leprechaun. King Balor.
I've never heard of the questing beast.
Well, we could do an episode on it.
And what's the one above that then? Oh, a banshee.
Bunworth Banshee.
Bunworth. Your name medieval times.
Bunworth.
Alright, Bunworth. How goes it today, Bunworth?
My buns will cost you 4 groats. Anyway, so what about
you, Bunworth? But we paid because they're delicious. I've got a couple more things to get through here. That's kind of the main story. Also, let's not dwell on this, but I'll say this: I think the Giant's Causeway is shit.
I like it.
I think if you've been once.
Well, great. there's no need to go more than once.
You look at a picture of it.
What's the thing at the bottom that's like, don't they say, isn't there a thing at the bottom that's meant to be, there's something about Finn McCool, that big lump. There's a big lump there. And is it some story that like he, I'm having like a complete breakdown here, but there's something like somewhere that he used to sit or something near the bottom.
Doesn't matter. I could see an Irish American having that as a screensaver on their computer.
Yeah, I liked what you said about this when we were getting ready, where you said somebody will be just selling prints of that. Where was it?
Corn Market. You get that, the Dark Hedges, and where else?
Marble Arch Caves.
Marble Arch Caves for a fiver. Do you know what? See, in genuine, the reason I said that, in Corn Market there used to be a guy who sold posters, and I got you got 3 posters for a fiver. And when I was like 12, I got I got an alien smoking a spliff, Dr. Dre, the Chronic album poster, and the Man United team photo. What an eclectic wall.
Do you ever get those like a pencil drawn of different United players?
Yeah.
Cantona standing like that after scoring against
a Ruud van Nistelrooy oil painting. Now, another story of Finn McCool, because there is lots of them. By the way, I think that's a great story. I love that story about Finn McCool and Ben O'Donnell. Another one is, yes, the Salmon of Knowledge, where there was like a magical river. And
magic fish?
No, yes, but in...
Yeah.
There was a magical fish in a magical river, and Finn McCool cut his finger, his thumb, and he put his... He rubbed the salmon on his...
It was something like he caught the fish, and you're supposed to eat the fish or something, And when he was cooking it, he burnt his thumb on it, and I think he lost the fish, or the fish fell into the fire. But he sucked his thumb and got the knowledge anyway.
So
which tells me that it's sort of like the Adam and Eve thing, you know, the classic. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. You know, wasn't the apple on a tree? It was the pearl on the ground.
Right. So
that's what got them fucked out.
So the
myth. I reckon Fianna Cóil, he's been thumbing a salmon, so to speak, and he's been wondering what it tastes like. But then he's dropped it into the fire, or it's gone away from him. But he sucked his thumb, and he still found out.
Right.
So now he's gone over to his mates and gone, that's your man.
Now, oh? What I'll say is, the myth goes that if there was a question he didn't know the answer to, and he wanted the knowledge from the salmon of knowledge, what he had to do was suck his thumb, which is a cool power to have, but not cool when you're stuck on a crossword and you go, four up, four down.
Also not cool if you're also half dressed as a baby sitting going, what am I going to do?
Yeah, sucking his
thumb.
You
know what I mean, yeah.
There's loads and loads of
those are the two stories that I've heard of.
But though, can I ask something? Can we get a plastic salmon off Amazon or something for the studio?
Yes.
Can we get the salmon of knowledge here? Because we have absolutely neglected the Nepalese soy boy.
Yeah.
He's been neglected. And he needs company.
He deserves a soy girl, or at least a fish, but not a Billy Bass. Want a Sammy salmon.
Yeah, yeah. We'd like a plastic salmon.
Can you look up, Dan, just quickly? There is a thing that, like, they say at the bottom of the hill, you know, the hill at the... I just want to...
Nobody gives a fuck about this hill.
I care history curse.
See, this salmon of knowledge, apparently Finnegas was a famous druid and he caught the salmon, and Fianna Cóil was his apprentice and he stole it.
Right.
Or when he was cooking it, he tried to grab it and that's when he burnt his thumb.
When you try to go into a rotisserie chicken for the leg and you burn yourself and end up sucking the skin off yourself, you know?
Nope.
I'm looking this up because I want to know. I genuinely want to know.
Fianna Cóil didn't create the causeway.
Who did or what did? Volcano, bro.
What about the hexagonal?
I know. It is. I want to ask this. I should know this. People say about the wonders of the world. Giant's Causeway isn't one of the wonders of the world, is it?
No.
But people would say.
No. Is it a UNESCO site?
It definitely would be. Anything could be a UNESCO site. This fucking studio is a UNESCO site. Give them away like nothing.
It would have to be one of the natural wonders award, and I don't know what they are.
Right.
Compared to like the Taj Mahal and all, which are
Get you.
Apparently to do with the molten lava that came up from the volcano when it cools down rapidly, like when it hits the sea, it forms these uniformed shapes.
I'm taking the piss out of Giant's Causeway. It actually is unreal. It's just because we were in Portrush in between Christmas. For anyone who doesn't know, Portrush is like right beside Giant's Causeway. And we were there in between Christmas and New Year. And the kids fell asleep in the car, and then I was just driving them around so they could have a bit of a nap. And it was like late morning on a weekday, and we drove up near there, and it was like gridlock traffic of just tourists coming in and out. But people love it and people go mad for it. I think it is very cool the first time you see it, but you wouldn't be going monthly.
No, you
have to see it. Also, there's a myth. Is this a myth or story? People go, see, if you drive in the main entrance, you have to pay. But apparently there's another car park.
Yeah, there's a main car park you have to pay for, but I think there's other places you can just... Because you don't have to pay to get onto the causeway.
Pay a couple of pounds, like, support the local area, you know?
I'm just saying.
Support the DUP, you know, who...
No, no, it's all good.
Let's leave it there.
Let's leave it there.
Can we give a shout out to Una, Finn McCool's wife, who sort of is the hero of this story?
Una McCool.
Sounds like tuna.
It does.
Tuna.
Yeah, she's definitely the hero of the story.
Sucked his thumb that night, didn't they?
Kieran, should we make a really bad movie version of this?
Of that?
Yeah.
Only if I can be one of the giants.
You're Finn. And could Dave be Ben O'Donnell?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
The whole giant thing's interesting because there's loads of other stories about Fianna Cóil. And he's just like a normal guy. The only story where he is a giant is
Fianna, the story of Fianna or something. I'm just saying a thing that I know about something that
I'm definitely having like a
stroke.
An issue. It is basically like a stroke. That is what I was gonna say.
See me after being on your phone for 14 minutes. It'll be class when you go, There is a stone that says a Fimacool on it.
No, but this is a thing. There's definitely a story about when he was an old man, and he was sitting at the causeway. I think he was waiting on somebody, and then I think it's supposed to be that the hill down the bottom. You're a wanker. The hill down the bottom. It's supposed to be that he just sat there, and then he became stone or something like that.
That story takes a quick, sharp turn.
Do you ever just be waiting on somebody and just petrify? You know what I mean?
Michael?
Yeah, fuck it. I can't find it, but somebody told me it when I was at the causeway one time. I brought... the causeway is a good place to bring like foreign people to see. You know what I mean? Like, I brought Americans to it one time. Friends of my mate brought Americans over, and then, like, brought me because I was history dick, and we went up and I showed them around that area.
You know, I'd say they would have had a great time.
Had I not been there.
Had you not been
that
there.
That was the time.
They're probably jet lagged. They want to chill out.
Do you want to know what happened?
Guys, you're going to see a rock at some point, a little rock at some point. The story goes, Finn sat on that at one point, and then what happened, buddy? Was waiting for his mate that he was stoned. Thanks, man.
Do you know what happened that day? The day I took Americans up there was the day that I bought the packet of peanuts that had a rusty nail in the packet of peanuts. And then from that, I received a Forest Feast, what do you call it? Like a hamper. Because they bought me off, and I will be bought off if you send me loads more.
But they bought you off cheap.
Oh, here, but it wasn't. It was about 80 quid's worth of stuff. It was brilliant.
If I was you, I'd say I edit.
What?
I would say I edit the rusty nail.
I showed them the rusty nail. It was bent in the middle and all. It was crazy.
After you got home, though?
What do you mean? Oh, like, I got home and I sent them pictures off it.
But could you not have just stuck a rusty nail in it? And then if you do, you could do who, that now and get another 80 quid?
Who would... That's very...
I love that you're like, deceptive. Who would... And you're thinking in your head, I'm definitely
sitting there
on
what product should I do that with? You know what I mean? Yeah. Something more expensive than peanuts. Like.
So Fimacool's death in Irish mythology, he hasn't died. He's sort of in a deep slumber, not unlike sort of a King Arthur.
In a deep slumber.
The horn of the feel. The horn of...
Again, just random words.
I think if you blow the horn of feel, might be wrong, three times, he's coming back.
So he's not unlike the King Arthur once and future king type thing. Whenever right. Ireland needs their hero most, he will return.
We need him now.
What if it's...
We need him now. We need him now.
Get Damon's back into Stormont. What about...
How underwhelmed would he be if that's what he comes back for? The government, they're actually on a little bit of a break at the minute. If you could just have a word.
You just sort of lift them all, throw them in there. Yeah. No pancakes until it's done. Horn of Fail. I don't even know what that is.
Do you know what the sad thing is? If he came back, he'd just be a TikToker.
Aye.
Big guy problems.
Big McCool.
Hey, yeah. He'd be like, hey, barista have sent me.
Imagine he was like a motivational guy on TikTok. I've had a war this morning. What big cunt in Scotland. That doesn't mean I'm not ready to do business today. You know what I mean?
I've come over to Scotland to fight a giant. You know what? I'm not loving it because there's nowhere to eat. What the hell is that? They've just built the distance in McDonald's.
Me standing there with McDonald's franchise. Loving it.
Dan, any other business?
Well, it's the Horn of Fianna or the Dord Fian, which when blown three times, he will return.
Is it?
You know what we need to do?
You know what the Fianna is now?
PodQuest, we need to find that horn and blow it three times and bring him back.
The horn of the Fianna?
Yeah, get him on.
Sounds good. I can't get past the fact that I've forgotten that one bit. It's really annoying me.
Seat he's sitting on waiting for his mate, tell us, text us.
I don't want to go up there for it, but I might phone the visitor centre. Should we phone the visitor centre?
Do it now. Just get it done.
Imagine, can I just say this? Imagine they solve this. I will...
Do we have any other questions for them?
Giants Causeway Visitor Centre. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be up a rubbery one if they fucking solve this. Swear to God.
You have to say it's Kieran Bartlett.
No, don't.
You do?
No,
you do. No. You do.
Doctor
you
do. Kieran Bartlett.
Oh, here.
Right. Please listen carefully for the following options. To make a booking, please visit our website, www.national.co.uk.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
If you have a visitor information related inquiry, please press 1.
Is it that?
If you have a group booking inquiry, press 2. If you have a retail inquiry, press 3. If you have a catering inquiry, press 4.
I just do catering.
For all other inquiries, please press 4.
5? 5? All other inquiries?
Aye. You gotta say hello to Kieran Bartlett here. You have to.
Dr. Kieran Bartlett.
Number 3807.
In the queue?
There is no one available to take your
call. Oh, lies. Hang on. Do you know what? I'm going to quickly phone him back and hit 1.
It'll be the same phone.
It might not be. Please answer. Answer me. Answer me. It's Dr. Kieran Bartlett.
Good morning, thanks, Cosby Fitzgerald
Information Centre speaking. Hello, my name's Dr. Kieran Bartlett. I was just giving you a wee ring. I wanted to ask, I was at the Giants Causeway before and somebody told me a story there about, like, there's like a boulder or like a mountainy thing down near the causeway, and somebody told me a story, and I think it was a story where it's like Finn McCool became like an old man and like sat there or something. Do you know that story?
There's lots of stories at the causeway, so...
I know, but there's this specific one, and it's really annoying me because I try Googling it and I can't find it, but it would mean everything to me if you've heard that specific one where it's like, I think he was waiting on somebody and like he was an old man and he became, like he turned into stone or something.
Right. I'm not the person to speak to. I probably need to get one of the storytellers to give you the call back.
Right.
Are you just wanting to clarify the story?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just can't remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay. Let me see if one of them's available at the moment.
Okay.
What's your name, please?
It's Kieran Bartlett.
Kieran, won't be a moment.
Right, no
Kieran,
worries, thank
thanks.
You. I could be... I think I'm getting put through to...
You've basically phoned a woman and went, tell me a story.
Is mute me, or have I muted them?
You've muted you.
Right, okay. So I'm actually, like...
Fosty's having a meltdown.
I can't believe it. This is, like, see if they actually answer this. You have no idea. I'm being put through to an official storyteller. A shanakty, if you will. Oh, I love it.
You're not the wee blue fella?
Hello?
Hello. My name's Kieran Bartlett. I was just wondering, I was at the causeway before, and I heard this story, but I'm just trying to remember it because I can't really piece it together, and I tried Googling it, and I'm not sure... I can find it, but somebody said to me that there's like a big stone, sort of like a big, nearly like a wee hill down near the causeway. And is there some story where it's supposed to be like Finn McCool was like an old man, or he was like waiting there on somebody and then like turned into that stone or something like that?
No, the story to me, which you seem to be referencing, is Finn McCool's granny getting turned to stone.
Right, right. And what?
So
what's the crack with that?
Well, basically, depending who you talk to, but locals would tell you that basically being a giant and having the magical powers that he did, that he put a curse on his granny and he turned his granny to stone.
Right, and it's that sort of, it's like a stony outcrop thing down near the causeway,
so
is it?
It's where you would see the silhouette figure of granny would be on the Stugans.
Right, okay. No worries. Well, thanks very much for clearing that up. I knew there was something like that and I just couldn't think of it.
Not a problem.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.
That guy hates you.
He should love me because I'm one of the only people that's ever shown interest in his life.
Also, that's nothing like what you said, so I think you were talking shit.
Old people turn into stone.
Finn McCool went and sat down there. He turned a granny to stone. It's not the same thing, Kieran.
Depending on who you talk to, of course, Dan.
The crucial bit was... remember, he's waiting for something. He's waiting for someone. Was there a great story where someone's waiting for someone?
Here, fuck all these. I got my answer.
You didn't.
That's and research. Do you know what that is? That's how you do research.
There's a lot of unanswered questions in this, but basically...
Like, what the fuck are the Stugans?
I think they're like...
I'm going to have to phone him back later.
I think they're like a Motown group that work around the North Coast area.
Unbelievable. And Ballantoy every
Finn
Thursday.
Finn McCool and the Stugans.
Ah, powerful set of chanters they are, the Stugans.
Finn McCool and the Stugans. What's that sound everyone's listening to? Why, it's Finn McCool and the Stugans.
Great comedy troupe from up around Dunseverick, the Three Stugans.
I love this podcast so much.
That's the first phone call we made on Mysteries, by the way.
That was great. We should do that a little bit more. Yeah. Well, that was kind of the story of one of the stories of Finn McCool, a story that I really like. People can come up with their own theories. Obviously, pick us, rip us to pieces in the comments, whatever you want to do. But thank you very much for joining us for this episode of Mysteries. We will be back with another subject. Is it myth? Is it story? You decide.